Good morning. My name is Steve Campbell. I'm a soil scientist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. I'm with what's called the West National Technology Support Center in Portland, Oregon. My co-author's Mike Verbotham. He's our national leader for technical soil services. He's in our National Soil Survey Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, and then also Linda Sheffish. She's an agronomist on our technical soil services staff in Lincoln. So what we want to talk about are what are technical soil services, or what is TSS? Essentially, there are activities that focus on supporting the use of soils information, helping people use soils information effectively. Some examples include supporting conservation planning and agency initiatives such as soil health. One of the things with the farm bill that was passed a few years ago, when farmers sign up for conservation programs, they're required to have what are called highly erodible land determinations and wetland determinations. So our resource soil scientists assist the field offices in that type of work. In conservation practice design, say we may be designing a pond or an embankment, or so an irrigation water management system, the resource soil scientists will assist the field offices with that type of work. We also we do a lot of training and other soils related information, working with the users of our soil survey information on how to use it effectively. The last speaker mentioned Web Soil Survey. We'll talk a little bit about more about that later, but training our users on how to use our soils information, both internal and external customers. And supporting youth education is really an important emphasis of technical soil services. Soil judging, we support a lot of high school soil judging contests, college soil judging contests, a lot of conservation awareness, like the Envirothons. I know in Portland, Oregon, we have what's called an outdoor school for the middle school students, where it's a three-day outdoor school where they have a soils module that the NRCS resource soil scientists assist with that. So a lot of other field days, different types of outdoor education our resource soil scientists are involved with. So who provides the technical soil services? We have what are called state soil scientists. Most states in the United States have a state soil scientist. Some of the smaller states in the East actually share a soil scientist between two states. So these are our key point of contact for technical soil services in each state. We also have what we call resource soil scientists. We have them both at the national, regional. That would be my type of position in a technical soil services center, and in state offices. We have most states in the United States have a NRCS state office where we would have resource soil scientists. And then at the area office level, many states they're divided into different areas. So many of these area staffs have resource soil scientists as well, and then in some cases they're actually located in field offices. There's about 500 people nationwide that are involved with the technical soil services, and about 10 at the national regional scale, and then we have about 75 resource soil scientists at the area and state office. Another big area, NRCS reorganized our soils program a few years ago. We have now what is called the Soil Science Division, and these consist of regional offices. There's 12 regional soil survey offices around the country, and their staffs also provide technical soil services. And we also have what we call our MLRA, or Major Land Resource Area, soil survey offices around the country. And they're committed to spending 15% of their time on technical soil services. So a variety of different levels within our agency that provide this service to our customers. Our primary products we call it's one of them is called SURGO. It stands for Soil Survey Geographic, or G-Surgo is a fairly new product where we've rasterized our soil survey spatial data. We've traditionally delivered our soil maps in a polygon format, but now we now deliver it in a 10-meter raster data set. A lot of the modelers, a lot of people that are using our soils data for broad areas like statewide or region-wide really like the raster data sets that come with G-Surgo. And the this also includes a lot of tabular data, soil physical and chemical properties, interpretations of the soils for various uses. And this is, we talk about this being estimated data. It's we have soil laboratory data that supports our soil survey program, but a lot of the data is also collected in the field from estimates. Most of the Surgo and G-Surgo product is at a 1 to 24,000 scale, the same as our USGS topographic maps. And this is our most detailed product, our most detailed soil survey product that we provide to our customers. We have another product called StatsGo 2, stands for State Soil Survey Geographic, and it is a much smaller scale, much broader, about 1 to 250,000 scale, useful for really broad planning purposes. The Surgo, I'll show a map in a minute of our progress map. Our Surgo, we still have gaps in the Surgo, especially in the western states, but StatsGo is a seamless product for all 50 states. And so a lot of, if you're, especially if people that are doing national or regional work and modeling, will use our StatsGo product. Another important source of information is our National Soil Characterization Database. We have the National Soil Survey Lab is located in Lincoln, Nebraska, at our National Soil Survey Center, and they've analyzed many thousands of soil profiles, chemical and physical properties. That data is all available online, and that data supports our soil survey program. So those are the three primary products: the Surgo, G-Surgo, the StatsGo, and the National Soil Characterization Database. There's a big effort too right now to improve the georeferencing of where all these lab soil profile data was collected, so people can display that spatially, and then if they want to revisit those sites for further sampling, that's an option as well. So always a need to improve our data. Many of these data points were collected before we had GPS, before we had a lot of the technology that we have now. So this is a availability, a Surgo availability map, and you can let's see, get the pointer out here. You can see in the western states. Let's see, do you know where I push on that? Oh, I see the button. There we go. You can see in the western states there's still some large areas of mostly federal lands. They're national forests, lands managed by the Bureau of Land Management, national parks, where we still have areas to map. There's a few areas in the northeast and in northern Minnesota. Right now we have about 95% of the agricultural land in the country has been mapped with the Surgo product. And so our main areas to still fill in data again are on those large federal lands and in many cases we have soil survey projects in ongoing in those areas. It was already mentioned Web Soil Survey. This came out about 5 years ago. I've been with the agency over 35 years, and by far this has been our biggest breakthrough in terms of technology for delivering soils information to our customers. It's just opened up a huge opportunity for providing that information to our customers. When it first came online, you had a 10,000 acre limit on what we call our area of interest, where you could create soil maps and reports. We continue to enhance this product. So for right now, you can create up to 100,000 acre area of interest, or you can create an area of interest for an entire soil survey area. You can also, a fairly new enhancement, you can upload shape files to create your area of interest, or if you manually digitize an area, you can create a shape file and download that to your computer. There's a lot of maps and reports that can be generated with Web Soil Survey, and these can be created as electronic files. So there's a lot of opportunity for saving this data and using it for future use. So the primary technical soil services activities are teaching and consultation, creating custom soil data information products, and education and training. Those are our major emphasis. About 45% of our assistance is in this top category, the assistance, outreach, and education. About 25% is our support for NRCS activities. I've already mentioned the wetland determinations and highly erodible land determinations. And then also the helping our field offices in conservation planning and other agency initiatives like our soil health initiative. And right now we've got about a 45-55% split in the assistance we provide. About 45% goes to external customers and about 55% to internal customers, mainly our NRCS field offices. And this is just a pie chart of the type of assistance. You can see that the largest area is our technical consultation. That's where we'd be working with our field offices or external customers on using soils information. Our wetland determinations provide quite a large area of workload, and just a few other items. Custom soil maps and reports take about 10% of our time, and public education and outreach about 7%. We also have what's called the National Resource Inventory, or NRI. It's a continuous program for inventorying the natural resources across the country, and our resource soil scientists are pretty heavily involved with that program as well, and that takes about 5%. I'm getting short on time. Okay. Yes, this is just a bar graph of that same type of information. So the main thing is technical soil services in the future to maintain a balance between support for internal and external customers, increase our support for agency initiatives and such as soil health and climate change, and develop new soil data information products to meet our user needs. And we're always interested in your ideas and feedback from our customers of soils information. So that's the last slide. Mike Rebotham, my co-author, was previously the state soil scientist in the Pacific Islands, so he always likes to insert a slide of, it reminds him of the islands. This is in American Samoa. So I don't know if I've used up all my time.
You have.
Okay.
Okay. We do have time at the end.
Okay. So, yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.